McCartney at Starbucks by Carl Wenclass. Rough draft. McCartney at Starbucks. Harry Potter at Borders. Home Depot and Walmart. Shrek at McDonald's. Monopoly junk culture everywhere surrounds us. Incredible fantasies of plutocratic garbage. Riotous gargoyles of hypocritical nonsense. Green zone gardens of orange plastic petunias policed by soldiers on bikes. Concrete suburban bunkers guarded by halogen lights. Latest movies inside. Mobs worshiping hyper-surreal billboards of airbrushed celebrity faces. Empty gods. Traffic jam flows into 21st century stadiums. Bougie monsters with electronic lifestyles. Desperate, disturbing human-sized puppets pretending to be people, to be hip, to be writers. With unthinking, unblinking, obedient eyes as the force of paranoia strengthens. Boy, haven't you learned yet about Monopoly, about Murdoch, about how to survive in the fast-running machine of wheels and pulleys looking like treadmills? Those could be hamsters, but they're people. Haven't you learned yet how to get along with your betters? Haven't you learned how to play the game? Haven't you learned that you'd better behave like everyone else? Haven't you learned to take the paper-pushing, laptop-clicking, cubicle-dwelling, bureaucratically self-important, manufactured by intellectual assembly line drones as your model? Haven't you learned that the apostles of sameness, the credentialed, rubber-stamped mouthpieces of officialdom, have the answers? Your job is to listen. Put your mind into a box. Not to seek. Haven't you learned that to live outside the system is to be branded an outcast? You can't fight the sheep. You'll be crushed by steamrollers, infiltrated by moles, stabbed in the back, hung in the town square in effigy like a dummy, and for real, for the people to see, used as example, how not to conduct your life. Your words blackballed, reputation slurred, smudged, and deleted. A walking non-person. Haven't you learned this is the fate of the free living person? Haven't you learned anything? Can't you see that Lenin is dead, but McCartney survives as Monopoly-produced icons strumming across your television screen? Like a cartoon replica, a 3D computer-generated simulation. He once was a Beatle, spurred a revolution 500 years ago. Even then it was a dream, subject of boring documentaries. Now you find him on the shelf at the local Starbucks, 24 right down the street, everyone exactly the same. The sunlight's daytime heat boils bubbles of wetness on an urban blacktop, accompanied by a celebrating band, twangy guitars. Happy voices because the rebel is dead. They got one. Shot him down at the entrance to a building surrounded by police, while the hyper-regulated assholes of official dumb click away on computer screens. And the colorful band on the sidewalk plays predictably, religiously, night and day as homage to the yuppies marching like penguins, backed by the glories of manufactured in China infrastructure, investments in their careers, monitoring stock prices, served by their nannies, their gardeners, their housekeepers, their drivers, their brown-skinned, less-than-minimum-wage slaves without papers. A dozen mad yellow tractors at gentrified housing projects running over protesting human beings. Toy dolls crushed as easily as Rachel Corrie. It's about the money, the contracts, the greed. Baghdad is here in our cities. 20 cop triggers, 200 gunshots, 85 bullets through the body of the city's latest casualty. The rest of them missed. You're psychiatrically insane anyway. Certifiably psychotically you have to be to challenge a badge-wearing cop. Stray bullets smashing bricks, bubbles of blood welling on the summertime, black asphalted concrete of the street flowing in rivulets, and the red, white, and blue band on the sidewalk playing for pennies hat on the ground raised a chorus of yays. They saw it in a movie while the marching penguins thrill to the soundtrack of their lives. It's lonely at Starbucks. Closing time at the big box malls, employees released from their schedules, their perky personas serving lattes. Lights turning off, going out, McCartney on the stand, packaged in unbreakable sealed plastic miles from Liverpool, untouched next to album. In truth, the music is horrible. He's long since been homogenized. Orange-red gunshots cascading across carnival streets as the civilization of greed cracks in half, but the glass door to the chain store is locked. Security code set. No one robs a Starbucks or a Walmart except the insane. No one robs a church, capitalist temples, Harry Potter on sale, 40% off. The unseen sky grows late. Time to get to sleep. If you can push the buzz of this mad commercially produced mini-series of reality out of your head in time for the alarm clock to mark you off again to your robotic role, conditioned reliability in the morning.